easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
The driver that goes to victory lane may be decided right here. Pit road is open. Money stop. Ross Chastain is headed to steep post.
Ross Chastain a little bit loose. He wants a minor adjustment on the Kubota Chevrolet. Phil Surgeon says we'll get you tuned up and ready to go. He hits the mark. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. Martin Truex Jr. running in the second spot. He's pretty good. Four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. Here's Christopher Bell in the first pit stop. First pit box down here. Bell going four tires. An adjustment. Martin Truex Jr. wins the race off pit road. Truex wins the battle off pit road. Chastain goes out second. Alex Bowman, William Byron, and Ty Gibbs, your front five. The money stop goes to Martin Truex Jr. and his team, Alan Cavana.
Alex Bowman pitted from the top five, had a clean pit stop and off. Kyle Busch, for as bad as it looked for the damage and the spin, a very normal pit stop. They didn't even dress any damage. Put four new tires, Sunoco fuel in there. He's on and off pit road. Obviously not with the same track position, but appears minimal damage for that eight car after it was just leading the race.
We'll reset the running order for you when it recycles around next time by. Let's first pause for 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Kansas Speedway. Down to 28 laps to go in the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway, presented by ESPN Bet. We can't thank our premier partners enough in the NASCAR Cup Series, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity. Along with Jeff Striegel and Todd Gordon, I'm Alex Hayden. We're high atop the start-finish line. Dave Moody out there in turns 1 and 2. Mike Bagley on the Ally billboard over in turns 3 and 4 at Steve Post and Alan Cavana up and down the pit lane.
And if you are just joining us right now, there are 28 laps left to go. It's been a tremendous race. Lead changes here at Kansas, a brand new record. 28 of them among 14 different drivers. And right now, Brad Keselowski, who stayed on the racetrack, is the race leader. Truex, Martin Truex Jr. was the first car off of pit road. He'll line up second. We go back, if you're just joining us, Kyle Busch was leading this race. He just crashed off of turn number 2. We go back, we look at the replays, NASCAR TV here at the track. Did Briscoe squeeze him off of turn number 2? No doubt. I mean, there was not a lot of room there, Todd.
He left him a car width, plus 6 inches. Kyle was trying to get into it and actually gassing up, trying to get there, I think got himself loose. Had to correct the car. It wasn't quite up beside Briscoe yet, but it got loose, and that's what got him up into the wall. I feel like Briscoe left him a car width, plus about 6 inches. Kyle was trying to squeeze into that hole.
And we don't know yet, but like Alex, you pointed out, he may have made contact off of turn number 4 with the outside retaining wall, and we have sat here and debated, did it potentially cut down a tire, and it finally went flat off of turn number 2? We don't know yet. We can speculate, Todd, but it definitely ruined a perfect day for Kyle Busch.
Yeah, it did. It did, but you know, we'll see where he can recover to. I'm dumbfounded that Adam Stevens didn't put two tires on Christopher Bell. They pitted as late as anybody had, what, 18 laps on tires, came at 219. I thought that they do too, like they did in the first two stages. Everybody took four off of pit road.
Signal given, one to go at the start-finish line. There'll be 26 laps remaining. Brad Keselowski's the race leader. He stayed on the racetrack, so he'll be on much older Goodyear Racing Eagles. Martin Truex Jr. second. Ross Chastain is third. Alex Bowman fourth. William Byron is fifth. Ty Gibbs sixth. Ryan Blaney seventh. Kyle Busch being scored in the eighth position. Chris Buescher ninth, and Tyler Reddick is 10th.
11 through 20, Daniel Suarez, Zane Smith, Chase Elliott, Christopher Bell, 14th, Denny Hamlin, 15th, the rest of the top 20, Austin Dillon, Noah Gregson, Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, he's up to 19th, and Bubba Wallace.
21st is Ryan Preece. 22nd is Todd Gilliland. The rest of the lead lap cars, there are 31 of them. There's Daniel Hemric, Corey LaJoie, Chase Briscoe, Carson Hocevar, Harrison Burton, Michael McDowell, Ty Dillon, John Hunter Nemechek, and Kaz Grala.
Then you get back to Ricky Stenhouse Jr., one lap down. Then Justin Haley, Eric Jones, Austin Cindric, Jimmy Johnson. Those are the cars on the racetrack. Out of the race, 37th, J.J. Yaley, and Josh Berry ready to go back under the green flag.
They hit the Geico restart zone. Brad Keselowski opts for the inside lane. Martin Truex Jr. on fresher tires goes topside. Ford versus Toyota as they race their way to turn one.
A good even start as they race toward turn one. Looking at the bottom to go three wide. Not going to make it happen. It's Bowman. They're four wide behind him. Ross Chastain shoots again. He'll go all the way to second as Truex takes the lead.
Truex grabs the lead. They are still three wide for second. Bowman on the bottom. Chastain in the middle. Byron topside. Still three wide into three, and they're four wide further back.
Boy, Brad Keselowski just did not come up to speed, dropping like a rock, side by side for second. Chevrolet's going at it. Alex Bowman on the inside, Chastain on the outside, and here comes Willie B.
Three-man dances. William Byron joins the fray now. They separate at the entrance of turn number two. Room up the middle for Byron, but he decides not to fill the hole.
Meanwhile, Martin Truex Jr. just trying to get out of Dodge right now. Oh, Bowman throws a huge block on Byron, and they're spinning in the back of the pack. Carson Hocevar is around towards the tail end of the field. He'll spin the car and continue at reduced speed and collects no one on the back straightaway.
Caution on the speedway for the 10th time in the Hollywood Casino 400. Carson Hocevar limping back to pit lane after a problem in front of Mike Bagley.
Carson Hocevar had a problem towards the back of the pack. I looked over there, and all of a sudden he was around, and everybody scattered successfully. So it was only Carson Hocevar that went for a wild spin up the backstretch.
Well, they were three wide. He was all the way up against the outside wall. Harrison Burton right behind may have collected him, turning Hocevar around, putting the caution flag back out. 24 to go.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together, too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Truex, Chastain, Bowman, Byron, Blaney, top five under caution, 22 to go. Next time by from Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Kansas Speedway. As the sun slowly beginning to set out behind us, what a sight, what a setting this racetrack is. This track is absolutely pristine. You take a look around the ball field, all the way around the property. You and I were talking about not only this racetrack, but this area. As we work under caution, by the way, 22 to go. But Alex, this whole area has grown up so nicely, so clean, so welcoming to the race fans.
I'll never forget, we used to run the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series over at Heartland Park in Topeka, Kansas. And we'd fly in and out of Kansas City. I was riding back after calling that truck race to the hotel here in the Kansas City airport with Alan Bestwick, who was our anchor at the time. And he pointed over at this gigantic cornfield and he said, that's where we're going to build a new racetrack. And a handful of us in the car are like, yeah, come on, what are we doing building a track way out here? And lo and behold, this place has become basically its own city right here around Kansas Speedway. It truly is remarkable with what all has grown out here just west of downtown Kansas City. We're hearing about this gigantic new gas station that's going to be built right here by it that has a mascot that is a beaver, so we look forward to that.
And we'll know where Dave Moody will be.
90%. Oh, yes!
There you go, Dave. If you build it, Todd, they will come, and that is certainly what has proven to be true here.
Yeah, the vision of this whole complex and where it got to be when it first came here in the early 2000s, and it was a racetrack and a lot of farmland with a couple hotels. It didn't make sense to be there. Now I get the whole picture as we come back to this gigantic complex of what has become Kansas Speedway and this whole area.
Of course, the Hollywood Casino right off of turn number 2. Right over behind turn number 3 is Children's Mercy Park for Sporting Kansas City. The professional soccer club. There's the Cabela's. All kinds of great hotels and businesses. The gigantic mall. So much all around this area, and it continues to grow.
And just outside of turn number 2, the Hollywood Casino, and this is the Hollywood Casino 400, and it is ready to go back under the green flag. 20 laps to go. Now, we have been slowed 10 times due to caution. My guess is we'll probably say that's caution flag number 11 at some point before we see the checkered flag. Hopefully not, but the way they are racing, they're not giving an inch now, Mike Bagley. It's crunch time. You look at Truex, who hasn't won in over a year. Chastain wanting to go back to victory lane. You get back to playoff drivers. It's going to be a good one to close it out here this afternoon.
If I'm William Byron and I'm Alex Bowman, I really got to check myself here before this restart, because you've got two hungry drivers in front of you that have not been to victory lane for a long time. It could be a great day for them, but here's the interesting thing. Remember how Kyle Busch was starting to pull away. He has recovered from that spin. He is going to restart on the inside of lane 3. Don't rule Kyle Busch out just yet.
Not a bit. That means there are 3 of the top 5 right now that are drivers looking to break a long winless drought and are non-playoff drivers. Into the Geico restart zone. Green flag in the air. 20 laps to go. Ross Chastain to the inside of Martin Truex Jr.
20 laps to go, and it'll be no more Mr. Nice Guy the rest of the way. They're 2x2 back through the top 10. 3 wide, maybe 4 wide for their back. Ross Chastain away with the lead. They're 3 wide now for second.
William Byron to the inside. Alex Bowman in the middle. Truex topside. Bowman gives way. Now it's Bowman, or make that Byron and Truex in a side-by-side battle for second.
Here comes Ryan Blaney right down on the bottom of the racetrack with Alex Bowman in the middle. Ty Gibbs topside. They were 3 wide. Behind them, 4 wide. Denny Hamlin all the way to the apron.
Hamlin trying to grab 3 on his way to turn number 1. He'll get at least 2 of them, but Christopher Bell is going to fight back to the outside and take that spot off turn 2. two.
That is the battle for the eighth position, and they're still side by side. Up front, it's Chastain, then Byron. Truex has gotten the shuffle back to third.
And now the battle is on for the number four spot. Ryan Blaney to the inside of Ty Gibbs off turn number four. They come to the shadows of the main grandstand, still side by side for fourth.
Ryan Blaney continuing to pound away on the bottom of the racetrack as he has all afternoon long. He drives under Ty Gibbs. Can he get him cleared into turn two? He does across the nose.
Blaney will slide across the bow of Ty Gibbs. He'll take fourth. Gibbs falls back to fifth. Further back, they're side by side for seventh. Denny Hamlin digging hard to the inside of Zane Smith.
Boy, Zane just hanging tough on the outside, racing with Denny Hamlin. Denny is going to drop the left side tires down on the apron. Here comes Zane Smith to the outside, and here comes Christopher Bell.
Smith has got the momentum up high. He will drive back around Denny Hamlin, at least for the moment. Christopher Bell trying to do the same. He crosses over. Look low. There's no room.
Three men fighting for the seventh position down the back straightaway. Smith has the spot. Here's Bell around the outside of Hamlin trying to take eight.
Denny Hamlin's streak of finishing in the top five at Kansas Speedway in every next-gen race, that streak is in jeopardy. Hamlin loses the spot to Zane Smith. Christopher Bell is on the attack.
See Bell now trying to take another spot away from his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate. Hamlin goes to the middle of the banking. Bell goes to the bottom. They're all chasing Ross Chastain.
Denny Hamlin sliding up and almost bouncing off the wall. Bell now has to correct as well. This Bell-Hamlin battle won't stop, but this time it's Hamlin to the top of the racetrack with Seabell trying to get work done on the bottom.
Well, if you've got anything saved, you better put it up on the table right now. We're down to 15 to go. Chastain, Byron, Truex, Blaney, Ty Gibbs, top five.
Hollywood Casino, not the only place on the property where it's time to go all in. Ross Chastain has the lead by about six car lengths over Byron.
And it's the same separation between Byron back to Truex. Behind Truex, Ryan Blaney rides three car lengths in arrears.
Battle is on now for the number three spot. Blaney is there to the inside of Truex, however, slides back up the racetrack on exit of turn number four. Down to 14 laps to go here in the Hollywood Casino 400.
Front five is stabilized here momentarily. Chastain over Byron by about five. Six more to Truex, six more to Blaney, 10 more to Gibbs.
But further back, that's where you get into the soup. Right now, Christopher Bell has gotten by Zane Smith. Behind Smith is Hamlin. They've got some real estate before Chris Buescher, also Chase Elliott, Austin Dillon, and Daniel Suarez close in.
Well, that's a good seven-car battle Mike Bagley is talking about. It is from seventh on back. A lot of cars back there. Let's follow them. Christopher Bell right now at the front of that group of cars.
He's going to drive to the inside on the to the outside of the racetrack, rather. Behind him, Denny Hamlin dives low on Zane Smith. He'll take that spot in two.
And behind this battle, a driver we have not spoken a lot positively about today as far as performance-wise, Chase Elliott starting to bubble up to the surface. Right now, he's trying to take the 10th spot away from Chris Buescher.
Trying to get back to the top 10 for the third time today. He has been a yo-yo in and out of the top 10 all afternoon long. Right now, he gets by Chris Buescher as he races to one.
That's good racing from about 7th place on back through about 15th. There's a spot changing just about every corner. Denny Hamlin closing in on Christopher Bell.
Right now, following Bell by two car lengths. Behind them, you've got the car of Zane Smith, who's about to fall into the clutches of Chase Elliott.
Let's revisit the top 10 right here at the line. Ross Chastain by 10 over William Byron, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Ty Gibbs, top five. Alex Bowman running sixth in front of Bell and Hamlin's good battle for seventh. Zane Smith, ninth. Chase Elliott, 10th. 10 to go. Next time by Alex Hayden.
Tyler Reddick just bounced off the safer barrier in turn number four. Davey's right up against it yet again.
Yeah, he's rubbing it all the way around. He got every inch of the safer barrier, keeps it pointed straight. He's going to need to go to pit road, but they're all passing him to the low line.
Kyle Larson has gotten by him. So has Todd Gilliland. He'll make the pass, and Michael McDowell's trying to do the same.
A good day gone bad late for Tyler Reddick as he is free-falling now through the field. 10 to go, Mike Bagley. Ross Chastain midway down the back straightaway.
With a five-car length lead over William Byron. Those two have checked out by about a second over Martin Truex Jr., who continues to feel the heat from Ryan Blaney.
He does. Blaney just won't give up just yet. couple of champions in the NASCAR Cup Series doing battle for the number three spot. Truex, however, has the upper hand.
You get the feeling that William Byron may have one more run left in him as the shade begins to creep over the entire front stretch, turn one and half of turn two now in the shade.
Well, there's not much racing left, and William Byron's got something for the win. It's time to flex that muscle right now. He's doing everything he can to try to ease in on the back bumper of the race leader.
You've got three non-playoff drivers racing with three playoff drivers. It's Chastain and Byron. Right behind them, Truex and Blaney. That's a good battle as well, Dave.
Martin Truex Jr.'s got a rearview mirror full of Ryan Blaney. He's got about six, maybe seven car lengths in hand as Blaney has moved up now to the middle of the racetrack for the first time today.
Ryan Blaney choosing different lanes, just trying to get as much speed in that Ford Mustang as possible. With Truex in third, Blaney now falls back about another car length, running a half lane off the bottom of the racetrack.
Towards the front of the field, though, William Byron chopped off another car length and a half on his deficit to race leader Ross Chastain. It's down to 0.4 seconds.
Chastain just trying to hang on now down the stretch as William Byron creeps closer and closer. It's down to 5 out of turn two.
Now it's down to 4. This is the battle for the lead. Ross Chastain looks in the rearview mirror, and William Byron starting to loom just a tad larger here in the late going.
In Ross Chastain, he hasn't won since last year. For William Byron, he hasn't won since earlier this spring. It's down to the two of them as they pulled away from Martin Truex Jr.
Chastain narrowly missed making the playoffs this season. He said, my goal is to play the spoilers role and win as many of the final 10 races as I can. He's got one in the crosshairs right now.
As Chastain runs the outside wall, William Byron is pulling down about a lane off the wall, just trying to get some clean air on the nose of that Valvoline Chevy.
They'll get to the line and have 5 laps remaining in this afternoon's race, which has been highly entertaining. A new record for leaders. We've had 15 different leaders. Right now, it's Ross Chastain.
Chastain into turn number one. The lead maintains at about 5, maybe 6 car lengths. And once again, Byron trying to find some clean air by running lower through the turn.
Ross Chastain in that orange and black Chevrolet being hotly pursued by that red, blue, and gray Chevrolet of William Byron in this ongoing battle for the lead.
Alex mentions 15 different leaders, 30 different lead changes. Ross Chastain does not want to see 31. He comes across the line. 4 laps to go. Ross Chastain out front.
He'd like to be the last of the group, and he needs to hit his marks. 4 perfect laps should take him to victory lane. He continues to lead by 5.
The separation has stabilized between Chastain and William Byron. There's only one lap car ahead, and that will be Jimmy Johnson, which is about maybe a second in front of them.
Jimmy Johnson, highly aware of the scenario, will not impede anybody's progress. Flashing by the start-finish line, 3 laps to go for Ross Chastain.
Chastain down the front straightaway and into turn number 1. That 5 car length lead is 6, now maybe 7, as he begins to inch away from William Byron, who's gone back to the fence.
Byron slapping the reins on those ponies for all he's worth. He's trying to get that win and advance to the round of 8. Right now, he is 5 car lengths behind the race leader in that effort.
And he's got 3 miles in which to make it all up. 2 to go. We were talking about William Byron. He is 2nd. He is chasing Ross Chastain across the line and back to the corner.
Around the lap car of Jimmy Johnson, Ross Chastain should not have to pass another car this afternoon. The lead maintains at 5. Truex beginning to loom a little larger in 3rd, but he's running out of real estate.
Both of the front 2 are giving it all it's worth. 100% max effort right now. Byron's going to shut it down to 3. He's going to shut it down to 2. This time through 3 and 4.
William Byron may have saved the best for last. Ross Chastain head down, pedaling as hard as he can. White flag is in the air. Ross Chastain and William Byron head to turn 1.
One last shot for William Byron to try and erase a 4 car length deficit. Chastain right up next to the safer barrier. Perfect line off turn 2. Ross Chastain for the final. final time.
Here comes Ross Chastain. The lead is down to three car lengths. One final shot for William Byron. Byron's going to take it all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. Chastain is up against the safer barrier.
Checkered flag is waving here. Time to cash in and win for Ross Chastain in the Hollywood Casino 400. Across the line, and he is going to victory lane for the first time in 2024. Ross Chastain has scored the win. William Byron close, but second. Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Ty Gibbs, top five, Steve Post. Let the celebration begin.
The celebration is on. Trackhouse Racing going to victory lane. Phil Surgeon, the crew chief down here. Phil, high five. Fives from everybody here. Phil, congratulations. Wanted to play the spoiler. You guys did it here today.
Yeah, thanks. You know, this team, this is what this team stands for right here. You know, nobody on this team gives up. And it was, you know, we missed the playoffs, and that was a big deal for all of us. And this just proves, you know, just fight to the end for these guys. No give up.
Congrats.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Phil Surgeon, the crew chief on the Ross Chastain car. They're headed to victory lane.
Ross Chastain is celebrating the win today. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. The place where you can do so much walking. You can walk to work, the bus stop, or the gym, where you can pretend you're walking up an endless flight of stairs. Even when you're flying somewhere, you can take a really long walk through the airport. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
It's all over at the Hollywood Casino 400 here at Kansas Speedway, where Ross Chastain is celebrating the victory. He is just pulling his car down to the front straightaway, and he's about to do a heck of a celebration down here with the race fans, including a smash of the watermelon. Martin Truex Jr. Foundation and the NASCAR Foundation honor a cancer hero presented by Advent Health. Riding along with the race winner, Ross Chastain, cancer hero Palmer Downing lost his battle to prostate cancer, nominated by Clayton Downing. Their favorite driver is Ross Chastain. Their grandfather, he was a World War II paratrooper, lost his battle with prostate cancer in 2006 at the age of 87. He's going to go to Mobile One Victory Lane with the driver, Ross Chastain.
Yeah, you're going to hear from that driver coming up shortly, who is celebrating right now with the crowd here at the Kansas Speedway. Martin Truex Jr., maybe one of the best drives for him this season. Third place finish. Let's hear from Martin.
A lot of speed for Martin Truex Jr. What made the difference at the end as you were looking toward it?
I just didn't quite get the restart I needed or the help on the restart I needed. And then just not quite good enough on the short runs really all day on restarts. It took us 10, 15 laps to get going. And you know, a couple of those guys could get by us. So that's kind of what happened there. The one in the 24 got away. And then we were catching them back, just ran out of time.
So close for Martin Truex Jr. Just says he ran out of time. We'll talk about a comeback for one of the playoff drivers. Good, fast car, a little trouble in the pits. You able to come back for a top five. How do you grade a day like this?
Yeah, definitely things we got to work on, for sure. You know, having a loose wheel and having to come in and under green there for sure. So, yeah, a couple things we got to address. But overall, end of the day, I thought our car was really, really good. And I kind of fenced it there when we were, after we came out of the pits, after we had the loose wheel. And I think I kind of hurt it a little bit. But our long run car was great. I thought we were a little better when the temp was up a little bit. I could kind of run the bottom of three and four really well. Guys start slipping. And at the end, I think it just kind of cooled off a little bit too much. And that advantage kind of went away. But overall, a good day. Caught a break with a caution. So proud of the fast cars. Just got to clean a couple things up.
Yeah, that was Ryan Blaney. They had trouble in the pits and were able to come back and get a fourth-place finish. The other driver, another driver in the top five, was Ty Gibbs. Up and down day, a little strategy call. You come home with a top five. How do you assess this day?
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty solid. I feel like we're mostly on top five the whole day. Just need a little bit more to compete up front for the win and have the strategy kind of go our way. But, you know, I feel like we were pretty solid and I was happy with it. Just need to have a little bit more.
All right, they had good speed. All the Gibbs cars did. That was positions 3 through 5. I'm going to walk up here and get the driver who was chasing down Ross Chastain right there at the end. William Byron, you were chasing. You saw the one car. You're getting closer and closer. What made the difference at the end as you were trying to get that victory?
I don't know. I mean, just, you know, I think him being able to get out front and control his pace definitely helped, and just being kind of stuck in his dirty air. It seemed like the top got really dominant there at the very end. Just the shade started to creep in, and it was just hard to work other lanes. So that's probably some of it, but just a little bit here and there, and you know, had a good restart, and that was nice to go from third to second and be able to try to chase him down, but just needed a little more.
The chase was on, just ran out of time, needed a little more for William Byron, guys. Back to you.
Yeah, well done, Alan. That second, third, fourth, and fifth are top five finishers. We'll hear from our winner, Ross Chastain, once he gets into Mobile One victory lane. Poor old Watermelon just took a beating as he got it to the rooftop of his car here at the start-finish line and slammed it down. That is the Melon Man's celebration ritual for Ross Chastain. Todd Gordon, time now to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's hard to look past the run that Phil Surgeon and Ross Chastain put together. The one car battling up front, getting track position, putting themselves in position, and executing to victory. After being kind of snubbed out of the playoffs, they came and showed that they've still got that speed, putting their stuff together. I'm going to give it to one car of Ross Chastain.
Yeah, that's an excellent choice for sure. The Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance goes to Ross Chastain. Just like Chastain, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile. Chastain has just run up to the fence here to grab the checkered flag from Chief Starter Joey Aycock. And what a celebration for Chastain. A lot of drivers have begun to give checkered flags to kids in the grandstands, but when you've been on a long drought and you miss the playoffs, sometimes checkered flags carry a different meaning.
Yeah, they do, and it's a situation where this may be big for him. It may be big for his team. When you've had a kind of a drought, obviously the 99's still battling her way along, but this one team has had a drought that they want to get past. This is a special checkered flag for that group.
Drought over for Ross Chastain, headed to victory lane. We'll join him there in just a moment. We'll give you a look at how they wrapped up here this afternoon, and then I promise we'll visit with Ross in just a moment. Chastain with the win, William Byron second, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Ty Gibbs, top five. You heard from two of those five already. Alex Bowman was sixth. Christopher Bell, seventh. What a rally back and rebound for C. Bell. Denny Hamlin, eighth. Chase Elliott, ninth. Zane Smith, tenth.
Chris Buescher finished 11th. Austin Dillon was 12th. Daniel Suarez was 13th. And Joey Logano, 14th. Corey LaJoie came home 15th. Ryan Preece, 16th. Bubba Wallace, he was 17th. Noah Gregson, 18th. Kyle Busch, 19th. And Daniel Hemric was 20th.
Ty Dillon, 21st. Brad Keselowski, 22nd. 23rd. Harrison Burton. Chase Briscoe, 24th. Tyler Reddick, 25th. Kyle Larson, 26th. 27th was Todd Gilliland. 28th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Michael McDowell, 29th. And John Hunter Nemechek was 30th.
Kaz Grala finished 31st. Carson Hocevar was 32nd. Justin Haley, 33rd. Austin Cindric was 34th. Fourth, he was the deepest finishing playoff driver. Eric Jones was 35th, Jimmy Johnson 36th, J.J. Yaley 37th, and Josh Berry finished 38th.
As we get ready to head to Talladega Super Speedway, then to the Roval, the round of 12 continues. How does it look?
Well, obviously a non-playoff driver won today, so nobody has clinched their way into the next round. It's William Byron plus 34 on the point standings. Blaney is 28 ahead, as well as Christopher Bell. He 22, 28 points up. Kyle Larson salvaged what could have been an awful day with an 18-point cushion. Denny Hamlin is plus 11. You've got Alex Bowman plus 8. Then two drivers at plus 4, Chase Elliott and Joey Logano. The four below the cut line headed to Talladega are Tyler Reddick, Daniel Suarez, Chase Briscoe, and Austin Cindric.
And Ross Chastain right now is headed to Mobile One Victory Lane. Problem is he missed the left-hand turn back in down pit road and being stopped by folks willing to congratulate Chastain. Now he finds a gear, pulls away. Postman's waiting in Mobile One Victory Lane. Ross Chastain getting the win, a highly competitive race that saw 15 different leaders and 30 different lead changes for Ross Chastain. That opportunity to celebrate in Victory Lane is going to be something he is going to cherish. That is something that obviously he has been waiting for, the return to Mobile One Victory Lane. Let's hear from Ross Chastain.
Man, he revved it up. He gassed it up coming into Victory Lane. Has the Kubota colors on the car. But if you follow NASCAR, you know they have Busch Light sponsorship. And everybody here has just gotten a Busch Light bath down here as the crew is celebrating. Ross is here getting congratulations from some of the folks at Chevrolet and getting ready to climb out of this race car. Takes a big, deep breath down here. Finally able to catch his breath just a little bit after all the celebration out on the front stretch. The crew is ready. I believe we're getting ready to get another bath here of the Busch Light. They certainly have the tall boys down here ready to go. And Ross Chastain getting congratulations from many of the folks in the industry. You know, as you guys just talked about, the delay, the wait to get here, the long winless streak. Man, oh man, and it is over. Here he is. He sits on the side. He puts one foot on the door. Another foot on the door. He's gone up top. A second Busch Light bath. There's confetti down here. Watermelon in one hand. Busch Light in the other. Oh, he's going way up top, all the way to the roof. Ross Chastain down here celebrating. Oh my gosh, what a win. His fifth career win. Now he's turned around, smashes some more watermelon. Cheers to the guys here as they are ready. He doesn't want to come down. He wants to stay on top of that car. Oh my gosh, Ross. How about that? Your fifth career win. What a big one. What a good one. Mr. Spoiler here, Ross Chastain.
Yeah, Postman, that is incredible. To drive into Victory Lane in the Cup Series, it's so challenging, it's so tough. And that process I talked about last year in Nashville, we all stayed on it. We haven't went anywhere. We keep showing up. Look, it's not easy when you're failing or you're struggling at something and you just can't get to where you want to get to. So for our Kubota Chevy today, we had what we needed to when we needed it. I didn't think after practice or qualifying we had the best car, but we kept working on it. And I got to be honest, some of the most motivating on-radio stuff Phil Surgeon's ever had of like, he manifested like the front two rows when we weren't up there. And then he manifested the front row and we took the lead on it. So, you know, for everything that this means for Worldwide Express, Busch Light, you know, a brand like that to buy into me, it's absolutely incredible.
Describe that late race restart with you and Martin Truex Jr. How did you get the lead?
You know, I think a well-timed launch on my part, and then I think in the one, I think the 48 got to his left rear, so I think it took three Chevys. It took the 24 pushing me and the 48 splitting the 19 because he was super strong. It was going to be really tough to get back by him, and once we got the lead, it was just like 25 or so laps of just lock my elbows down and run the smoothest laps and not give William a chance.
Finally, this racetrack, fifth in the spring here, the win here. How did the racetrack perform, and what is there about this racetrack? Was it normal, and what is there about this racetrack that suited you so well, Ross?
Well, if you go back, Postman, 2011, I made my first start in the Truck Series. In 2019, I won my first race. That was a lot of losing so many years, and it was right here at Kansas. So it's been special. It's been a place that changed my career like that with Al Neese and Neese Motorsports. And to get the job done today with Trackhouse, you know, to miss the playoffs is terrible. It sucks. It sucks so bad. Like, there's no way else to say it. But
yeah.
We came to Kansas. We won. I mean, what do I do better here? Not anything. It's my team. It's these cars. We've been building on this, and we didn't qualify the best this weekend, but we got it done in the race.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Ross Chastain down here in Mobile One Victory Lane. And, yeah, a long dry spell equals a big celebration, that's for sure, as Ross Chastain wins the Hollywood Casino 400 here this afternoon.
He absolutely does, and he earned it here today. Todd Gordon, he said that it is hard to win in the NASCAR Cup Series level. You're one who's done it a bunch of times. You've won a championship. You've won our biggest race in the Daytona 500. Just how difficult is it to win, and how gratifying is it when you finally do it?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And it is. It's very difficult. This is a sport where you're racing one against 35 others, at least 35 others. Could be more than that. It's not one against one. So becoming the best and executing a day that puts you in a great position and putting it through, it's a really special feeling to absorb in victory lane.
While we're celebrating here at the Hollywood Casino 400, there are a lot of people who have been affected by Hurricane Helene. We understand that. We're with you. Our thoughts, our prayers, our good vibes with everybody who has been affected by it. But you can help. And all the folks who have been affected need our help, everybody. Thousands of people affected by Hurricane Helene, and they need our help right now. So make sure you go to redcross.org to help donate. You can make a financial donation to help the Red Cross prepare, respond, and help these people recover from this disaster. Again, go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767 to make a financial donation. You can also text the word Helene to 90999 to make a donation. Those folks need our help. Jeff, another outstanding race. 8 of our 12 playoff drivers had some sort of a problem in the running of today's Hollywood Casino 400.
You know where we're going next, Alex Hayden?
A place called Talladega.
Hang on. Motor Racing Network's going to have it all covered for you. That is going to be something special. And we talk about, real quickly, Alex, you got to get out of Kansas without having an issue. And now, welcome, here we go, Talladega on the horizon.
Yeah, I can't wait to get down to South Central Alabama. They're going to have everything shined up, ready to go, the red carpet rolled out. I know race fans are beginning to make their way now to go ahead and set up camp. The Talladega Super Speedway never disappoints. Cannot wait for next week.
This team's going to be right back with you, including our audio engineer, Craig Moore, our broadcast engineer, Steve Fridley. Our producer is Trey Downey, assisted by Ron Mander. Thank you, Ron, for your help here this afternoon. The voices that called the action for you today, Dave Moody and Mike Bagley, in the turns, Alan Cavana and Steve Post on pit road. The crew chief is Todd Gordon. My broadcast partner is Alex Hayden. All of us congratulate Ross Chastain, career win number 5. Ross Chastain hits the jackpot and wins the Hollywood Casino 400 here at Kansas Speedway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Hollywood Casino 400, presented by ESPN Bet, has come to you from Kansas Speedway. Sponsored by Hollywood Casino. Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway, your place to play in KC. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By Wendy's. Today at Wendy's, taste your favorite small frosty dessert for just $1. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. By Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real unlimited data, less dollars, more cents. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By National Debt Relief, here to help you become debt-free in 12 to 48 months. Brought to you by Pfizer. By Napa, elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. By Craftsman, shop for special deals at Ace Hardware. Visit craftsman.com/deal of the race. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR, member FDIC. By Progressive, save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. By Toyota, for the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco, from NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Kansas Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Trey Downey. Associate producer, Pat Jaggers. Broadcast engineer, Steve Fridley. Audio engineer, Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Somebody, your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. When you walked out, I was just about to break down and beg you not to go. But if you wanna come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake, when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y.
WRDN.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now. Come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade his whole world, yeah, for one of them girls who likes to act all quiet. Sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rolled out, got them all wishing on stars now. Have I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody? You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys who trade his whole world, yeah, for one of them girls. Hold all night long, write a little love song. For one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. Yeah, you're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys. His whole world, his whole world, for one of them girls, one of them girls.
Number
one for Lee Bryce. That is One of Them Girls here inside the saloon. Stick around, full hour of country, raring to go. We'll hear the latest from Chris Stapleton. Throw in Dustin Lynch, who's had a pretty good year. Recently had a big number one with Jelly Roll called Chevrolet. I was going to call him Chevy Roll. Also, Brooks and Dunn, Rascal Flatts. Throw in Alabama and more of our favorite foods our grandmama used to make us when we were a kid. Hang on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. We'll test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
Red, redneck.
Around here, don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work of digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie.
You don't do the Dougie.
No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys round here. Drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt. Kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco spit. Is the only sound we out of town.
That's right.
Have you ever got down with a
red,
do you want to get down with a
red,
girl, you gotta get down with the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. Don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco. I'm one of them boys around here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Singing some song about trains. And midnight taillights tearing down a highway, or some other heartbroken cliche. But there's nothing but blue skies as far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. How in the hell can I watch the big game? Having you here to complain. And how am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Big old house sitting on a big old hill, and a mile long tree lined driveway for a big old Coupe de Ville. Yes, someday she wants a big old bank account with too much to spend. But right now, all she wants is a man with a big old heart who can love her like nobody can. Big old kisses that go on and on and never end. With a big old smile, he'll fill the world with laughter. Size matters. Size matters. Someday she wants a big old ring with a big old rock that shines, and a